From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jack Kosowski. The Missouri National Guard operated 9 mass vaccination sites today and aimed to inoculate at least 18,000 residents statewide. State officials expected to vaccinate 2,000 to 2,500 people at each of the 9 clinics. Most of the vaccination sites operated in small towns, such as Mexico and Audrain County. Vaccinations have gone slower than expected in Missouri and across the U.S. For the first time since 2008, Missouri lawmakers and statewide elected officials will be getting a raise. According to the Columbia Missourian, their pay will rise 2.5% each year for the next 2 years. The Missouri House of Representatives attempted to reject the raises, but failed to receive the 2/3 majority in the body. According to the Columbia Missourian, Missouri senators and representatives in the state legislature make $35,915 each year. The salary raises are estimated to cost another $518,729. A Missouri man has been arrested on charges alleging that he took part in the storming of the U.S. Capitol and live-streamed it from inside the building. FBI spokeswoman Bridget Patton says in a news release that agents and police in Springfield arrested Zachary Martin without incident on Thursday on federal charges of engaging in illegal activities on Capitol grounds, disorderly conduct, and demonstrating inside the Capitol. According to an FBI affidavit, several of Martin's Facebook friends tipped off the agency that they had watched parts of his live stream from the deadly January 6th insurrection by supporters of then-President Donald Trump. It's been about 2 weeks since first responders in Missouri became eligible to get vaccinated against the coronavirus. Rachel Littman has more on how local governments and agencies are working to get their employees protected.
Health departments in larger cities like St. Louis are securing vaccines for their police officers, firefighters, and ambulance crews. Private ambulance companies and smaller cities are working with hospital systems. The St. Charles County Ambulance District has an agreement to vaccinate employees of the 11 fire protection districts that serve the county. Deputy Chief Medical Officer John Romeo says it's a logical continuation of intense cooperation that started even before the pandemic.
We've always planned to partner with them if they needed help.
Romeo says the ambulance district is running into the same supply issues as others, but he believes everyone is doing the best they can to get as many people vaccinated as possible. I'm Rachel Littman.
From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jack Kosowski.